I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Dear Muslim ladies, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, Muslim Ladies, so welcome. In this episode of Muslim Lady, the scholar of this program, Sister Razia Shameli and Sister Zainab Barakat, will be talking about pregnancy. But first, we'll listen to one ayah in the Quran. Chapter 39 of the Holy Quran, verse 6.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum khalqan min ba'd. خلق في ظلمات ثلاث.
He makes you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, in three veils of darkness. Pregnancy is a critical period for women. The relationship with Allah is a major theme of spirituality in Islam. Having a conscious and continuous bond with Allah means living daily life according to the rules set by Allah in the holy books of Islam. To be spiritual in Islam also means to be as good as Allah wants in a person. How spirituality is viewed and embodied among women who are in particularly challenging conditions, such as pregnancy, needs more exploration.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I'm a person. And Allah has given me a choice that's free. So Alhamdulillah, I choose to be Muslim. And there's nothing else I'd rather be. No, there's nothing else I'd rather be.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have my friend and sister in faith, Sister Razia Shameli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my beloved friend.
How do you
and
do?
Sister, alhamdulillah, I'm doing great.
Thank you so very much for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you for having me here.
So we've been talking about planning for pregnancy, basically, in a nutshell, mm-hmm. and the process and procedure we have to take pre-pregnancy, as far back as selecting a proper spouse. I feel very conflicted when I see that a family is directly raising their daughter, especially, to become a wife, as if that's the purpose of her life.
That's a big
mistake. I thought the purpose of the life was to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marriage is one of the means to do so.
Exactly.
You train your child to be a better person by being a good person yourself. When they find a good spouse, well, they're going to succeed naturally.
Exactly. You know, when in our Islamic teachings, we have the hadith from the noble prophet that when you buy something from outside, like a fruit, you bring home some fruits or a gift. You have bought a gift for your son and your daughter. When you come home, give it to your daughter first. Mm. It means take her emotional consideration into account. Mm. Raise a daughter who is an emotional
affectionate
person who will be someone lataskunu alayha, a source of comfort and peace for her husband. So we're saying that if we want to become pregnant, what is after pregnant, having children and bearing children and raising good children, raising children who would be the light of your eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajana wa dhurriyatana qurrata a'yun. We want children and spouses who would be the light of our eyes, who would be the source of our comfort. And of course, we have an enjoyment. And of course, in the Islamic perspective, there is a very positive review or view with regards to children. As, for example, in the hadith, a good child has been considered as a heavenly flower, right? Or in other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have given you children as a means of test, divine test, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great reward. So yes, with the coming of children, there will be, you know, it's like a magnifying glass that you take to the power of X and Y, the joys and miseries of your life. You know, when you're single, your joys and miseries are constant. But when you get married, your joys become double, triple,
quadrupled.
And then your miseries will be the same, right? With children, it's the same story. Everything becomes so highlighted and so magnified. This verse that I just mentioned was in chapter Taghabun, verse number 15. Again, in another beautiful narration, we have the case that being gifted or granted with a boy and a girl, these are two of the biggest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in another verse, we have that we have given you an increase or a rise in the number of your people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that as a kind of favor doing to people. So prolonging or a lasting generation is actually a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you like it or not. Imagine that a lot of people would have this mentality of, why do I have to go undertake the responsibility and the hardship of having children? So what would happen? We would become extinct, right? We would really become extinct.
Seriously.
So it's a blessing that there's this, despite all the difficulties of pregnancy, labor, and child rearing, still so many people are in love with having children.
True.
And it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that some people actually are willing.
It really is. Kudos to those people out there. Shout out for taking one for the team, guys. Thank you so very much. Okay, so I understand that there's a physical sense of fulfillment, a biological sense of fulfillment from having children and having our generation survived, our bloodline survived, our legacy carried on into the future. The fact that I am not the last, or that my family tree is not cut off at me, and that they're going to last through the times and the change of seasons. There's a biological fulfillment, especially because human beings naturally have this desire for eternity, right? And it sort of feels like I'm lasting forever with my future generation. I understand the biological aspect of it, and I understand that it exists. But is there any sort of spiritual fulfillment to this? I mean, it's still a lot of hard work.
Okay.
Right? It's God going to be like, I know it's hard work. I know you're going to enjoy it biologically, but here, I'm going to give you some spiritual bonus as well.
Very good point. Before I talk about the two bonuses that we have, I remember I was watching a movie about Shakespeare. Have you watched it? That it's about Shakespeare family. It depicts the family of Shakespeare out in his 40s, in his late 40s, where he has two elder daughters. And one of them is married, one of them is still single, and his only son, Hamlet, he had passed away, he had actually drowned when he was 12 or 13. And then at the end of the story, it says that no one from his family survived. So his line of lineage actually finished.
Okay.
Right.
So we don't have anyone now that is a descendant of Shakespeare.
According to that movie, no.
Okay.
So about your question, first of all, in the beautiful Quran, there is a verse that says, the warithin, the inheritors of earth, will be the righteous people.
Right.
Right? And we believe that there was a philosophy behind the creation of human beings.
Absolutely.
and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent 124,000
prophets and
12 imams to come as guides and leaders of mankind, and that there is a purpose behind, you know, our living, and this life would have been more prosperous with more peace if people were actually acting according to the instructions of God,
obviously,
which is Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And that we believe that there will come a time of our last Imam, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that he will come and he will fill the earth with justice, and there will be a lot of bounties and blessings, and the earth will open its beautiful bounties for all of us.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of rain, a lot of fertilization. You know, there will be blessings everywhere, and it will be so safe everywhere that a woman will be able to travel
on foot,
all alone, from one side of this earth to another side, feeling completely safe and secure. Isn't this beautiful?
It is.
So we are going to reach this phase. We will have to reach this phase. One of the reasons that we are giving birth to children and we are having children is that the foundation or the base of this mentality is in us, mm-hmm. that we are going to raise children for this time, that we are going to be, that we're going to provide, or we ourselves are going to be among the commanders of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. In that verse that we said, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجَنَا وَذُرِّيَاتَنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا.
Lord, grant me among my spouse and children a source of joy and place me as a leader for the pious.
And not only, ordinary leader, leaders of the pious.
Mm.
That is like the highest commander-in-chief, right?
Mm.
I love this verse. It's so beautiful and so inspiring.
So are you saying that the fact that I know one of my descendants has the potential of achieving such a position?
Yes.
Is one of the bonuses.
Exactly. That
right.
I am going to play a role. I'm here. I've been created for a purpose. I'm leading an active life where I am influential. I leave a mark on the face of this earth. And when I go by, when I pass by, the result of me being in this world, me living in this world, will be apparent in my offspring. How this is exactly with the story of the noble prophet when we say, Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Abundant blessing that after her, there's going to be Imam Ali alayhi salam, her husband, and then 11 imams are from among the descendants of Lady Fatima. Abundant blessings. So we pray that we too become the source of blessing for the inhabitants of the earth. If we have this kind of global aspect, global, if we keep this
worldview
to life, so we're gonna have a mission in life. It's not like, okay, I wake up in the morning, I do this, I watch that movie, I go to work, I do this, okay, and then it's nighttime, I watch another movie, and then I eat this, I go to the a coffee shop, and then another day, and then you die. What are you gonna attain? Bunch of books, couple of programs, and nothing. But you're gonna, with children, of course, if you want to be raising one of the commanders, you have to be a commander yourself, right? So this is a vital life, full of spirituality, full of energy, full of excitement, full of motivation, right?
Absolutely.
So,
and this actually this relies on the sort of worldview which pertains a whole lot of faith in humanity. Because we are, I deeply believe, living in an era where people have lost faith in themselves. You know, there's so much bloodshed and war and genocide and massacre and bombings and all of this. So people were raped and murdered.
So much
hypocrisy,
not even war.
Lies and betrayal,
exactly,
and
exactly.
Fake people and duplicity and betrayal and abortion and all of this has just made people really disgusted by their own species. But breathing that fresh air of faith into humanity and saying that, look, you are God's most noble creation, act like it, okay? And leaving behind a human being from whom the world will benefit is perhaps your greatest purpose on this earth. When we look at it that way, then yeah, maybe it doesn't suck that hard. Okay, that's all the time we have for today's episode, though. Inshallah ta'ala, please be with us in future episodes of Muslim Lady as we bring you more on the topic of pregnancy. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.